law 19075 on marriage, of same-sex marriage. Now, the law at the time did not and still does not provide for the registration of children conceived within these unions. And those persons who are not married or who are not in common law cannot register. But the executive, through the Ministry of Education and Culture, currently taking Article 27 of the Code of Childhood, is going to use the article on names to work on the names of the girls and boys who've been conceived within such unions, and whose parents are not in a common law marriage, thanks to which children will be able to be given the names of the parents. So this is going to be extended to ensure that homosexual partners can give the names they wish to their children. So this is the bill we have that is going to appear soon before Parliament. This is a strong step forward. Sexual diversity now, we've worked very hard on this perspective, mainly in training for all public officials currently. We also are providing training in mental health We have found that there were situations in which people from the LGBTI community, when they go to the doctor because of mental health issues, they've come across barriers and they end up, one way or another, feeling discriminated against, which is something that they've experienced all of their life. So even when they talk to a professional about mental health issues. So that is why we are training half of our public health staff and public health service providers on mental health to be able to deal properly. 120, soon 50% of our health staff will have received this mental health training for people with LGBT. The National Council for Sexual Diversity is working on programmatic lines within commissions. And in one of the commissions, there's been the creation. So there is a 1% quota for people from the LGBTI group. There is a commission that works together with the National Commission for Civil Service to implement this quota through a guide of implementation of this 1% quota, in addition to the training provided under the regulatory decree associated with the law. Furthermore, I'd like to say that through the National Office for Civil Services, which brings together all the public appeals, we work on the training of awareness raising, but we're also on training for all human resources and human management, so that when we issue tenders, appeals to tender, we meet not only our 1% quota, but we also provide awareness raising on the issue of LGBTI. Trans persons go to a workshop on the scope of the rules and regulations in place, and we remind them of what their rights are.
Gracias. En primer lugar, exhortar a...
Could I ask our delegation to be as brief and concise as possible, given that we only have a little time left so we can cover all answers? I'm going to give the floor to Ms. Sandra Echeverri, Secretary for